What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Look at your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before. Welcome everybody to the Real Mentors Podcast special episode, as we are doing a Civil War spoilerific review with me and the Man Beast, of course. Going on, Mike?
That's right, bro.
I got a chance to see this actually a couple weeks ago. We've been sitting on this and all that. George won't be joining us. Funny story, actually, when I got passes to go see this, I invited George, another friend of mine, because I figured I can get a couple of extra folks in there, as I usually can sometimes, you know. And, of course, we get there, and George and my other friend were not allowed inside the theater.
Security was a bit rough.
Yeah, security was a little tighter this time around, the first time I actually been exposed to that. So they were sent home as me and Mike got the privilege to sit there.
Exactly.
And not only that, but we rubbed it in their faces by taking pictures in the theater, sending it to George, making fun of him about what he was missing. And my other friend, Peter, he was pissed. He was texting me spoilers, which I didn't read. Damn bastard. Trying to mess up my experience. But no, but it was great. It was awesome to see it that early. The only bad thing is we have to wait 3 weeks to see it again, and it's coming out this week. By the time this video drops, it should be maybe 3 or 4 days before the movie gets released. But having said all that, want to get very spoilerific here. So if you haven't seen the movie, be forewarned, spoiler alert. If you don't care about spoilers, perfect. If you do, watch the movie, come back and check out the episode afterwards and let us know what you thought. So we'll talk about what we like, what we didn't like, what worked, and moving forward with Marvel and all that. So Mike, just do some quick thoughts, just do overall impressions of Civil War.
Thought it was an excellent movie. Enjoyed myself immensely. Entertainment value was all there. You know, everybody has problems with something, right? It's one of those things. I would give it a solid 4 stars out of 5.
Oh, you went up.
I gave it 4 last time.
4.5. I thought you had 3.5. You went to 4.
No, I said 4.5.
Oh, 4.5. Oh, okay.
I amped it back a little bit based on some of the crap we're going to talk
about. Yeah, I know, which I agree with you. I mean, I love the movie. Lived up to expectations.
When I walked out, I was pumped up.
Exactly. It was really, really good. It's in line. I'm not saying it's better or worse. I don't know yet until I get a second viewing, but I think it's close to the same vicinity as Winter Soldier, which is my favorite Marvel film. So that's high praise.
Yeah,
whether it's better or not, I don't know.
I think Winter Soldier is a little better.
Possible.
When I left the theater, I thought, oh, it's right on par. But there's a lot of... The difference between Winter Soldier and this movie is I think that there's some... And we'll get into this. Mm-hmm. There's some plot inconsistencies that I think don't happen in Winter Soldier.
And you may be right. I want to watch Winter Soldier this week before I'm going to watch again Civil War when it comes out with a couple of friends of mine and all that, and I'll get a good opinion. But be that doesn't mean, even if it's close to Winter Soldier, that's pretty high praise, because to me that's the best Marvel movie. Really good. Fans are really going to enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. The action is great. So let's get into some stuff that we liked.
Okay,
first of all, the easy part is the action itself. The Russo brothers were, again, I love what they did in Winter Soldier. It continues here. Some great, great set pieces. And I just learned, actually, it's a funny thought that they interviewed them. And they needed help with filming some of the action. So they brought in the guys who did John Wick to help them out some of the sequences, which makes sense. And I applaud them for even admitting that, because, which I have no problem with.
I thought that's an excellent movie, too. It's not...
It's a great action movie.
But it's a very... I was... You know what? The great thing about John Wick is I wasn't expecting something fantastic, and it really was a fun movie.
I agree.
Totally caught me by surprise.
I agree. I guess it's not the perfect film, but it's for an action flick. It's great, and it was great. And you can see some of the signature style in this movie, and you can tell. But that's just great, man. That's some great scene. Was a chase scene with Black Panther.
Oh, it's
fantastic.
The airport fight scene,
which was
the
amazing.
The chase scene through Kenya or wherever, in Nairobi, Kenya.
Yeah, I think it was.
There was just a bunch of good stuff. You know, as far as action scenes go and entertainment value, I think this is right up there on top of all the Marvel.
That's for, yeah, I agree with you. Pure action, maybe the best action in any Marvel film we've seen.
Popcorn easily. Movie.
Oh, this absolutely. It's big.
If you look at popcorn movie in the dictionary, this movie will probably be there.
Oh, no, I agree. And the airport scene, which is one everyone keeps harping about because we get our first look at Spider-Man in terms of action is concerned anyway. I thought it was really well done. It does some issues with the CGI with Spider-Man. I think we talked about that. Yeah. But again, that's nitpicking.
Actually,
but
we didn't talk about it, but we will.
We talked about it before in a pre-production, okay, if you will. But we did mention that some of the CGI was a little off. But it was great. Ant-Man, I think, stole the show for me.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean,
not only the comedy from Paul Rudd, mm-hmm, which he did excellently, and he's one of my favorite comedians right now that's out there. I thought that the action that they did, some of the plot pieces that they didn't, you know what, we'll talk about it in a minute, but wow, you know.
No, yeah, I loved him.
And he blew me away.
And he,
really,
yeah, he turned a giant or big, right, whatever, giant, yeah, giant, which man. Giant man, which I did not
or
expect.
Goliath, depending on
the, yeah, whatever you call it. And we mentioned it before, we wondered if that was going to happen, and it did, and it paid off big.
Oh, and totally know? Not expecting.
No pun intended.
He goes, I'm not going to do it. I only did this once in a lab, and it didn't work out. Yeah. Or something like that, and he jumps, and all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah, he's giant.
Like,
yeah. He's like 50 feet tall, and looked great.
Yeah,
that CG was well done. It looked really cool.
I thought it was excellent.
I was totally shocked. He stole the show. It was a great fight sequence. The stakes were there, which is one of my concerns going into it. Was it going to feel the stakes? Just like an argument. It's like a real civil war, quote unquote. Yeah. And this is, no, obviously, no one dies in this movie, but whatever.
So which is a red herring, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, with,
I think in the commercial they show War Machine all dorked up, and he is all dorked up, but that's...
Yeah, he gets hurt, I think breaks his back or something.
You know,
but whatever.
I said, I think it was Jose that I said this to, there's nobody dying in this movie. I knew Captain America wasn't going to die.
Oh, no, of course not. And I would have seen that, but I get it, but it still came out very well. The stakes were there. The emotion hit in this movie.
Redirect. You know? What did you really like about this movie? Besides the action,
I loved the introductions of Black Panther.
Okay.
I thought he came out great.
I agree with you.
I mean, the way he looked, the way he moved, the way he fought.
Everything about that character was fantastic.
Yeah, he came out good. The accent I used, I forgot the actor's name again, but...
He did a good job.
He did a great
job.
It wasn't
very, very authentic African accent, not anything...
This isn't Will Smith in Concussion, which was... inconsistent. I mean, he was really good.
Well, you're talking about Will Smith here, too, but...
I guess it's a good example. I mean, he's doing, Suicide Squad, so he's part of the superhero thing.
Accent guys going today is whoever that cat is. He did.
Oh, he was
good.
He was great. No,
and the guy from the guy that played Heimdall in Thor, the British guy.
Oh, Idris Elba.
Idris Elba.
Yeah.
No, I always know him as Stringer Bell. From The Wire.
Luther. he's great. He's a great actor.
Yeah.
He's great. I know we're different on opinions on this, and when you talk about dislikes, I'll let you jump in. But I liked Spider-Man, what they gave us. He was so true to the comic version, what we all kind of been waiting for. The youthfulness that we haven't seen, because the Peter Parker's before, the Andrew Garfield and what have you, this guy's in the 30s or late 20s.
I'm going to refrain from talking about stuff we like.
Exactly. So for myself, I liked him.
I'm a Spider-Man fan. I just want to preface that by saying that.
Oh, you are. And for me, it came off really well, and especially in the airport fight sequence, it was really cool to see him out there joking around, being a young kid, which we haven't quite seen from as far as a cinematic perspective of Spider-Man. We haven't seen that yet. So this guy, he gave us that. And I think a lot of people, reviews are raving about him. I wouldn't go as far as to say what most people are saying about Spider-Man, but I liked it. It was great. So those two introductions I really enjoyed.
Like I said, time will tell. We'll see how folks like it. Again, it wasn't one of the things I really liked about the movie. There was plenty to like about the movie.
Oh, no. Oh, I agree, and I think just even the story itself, I think came off really well, because we talked about how my biggest gripe with Batman v Superman is that we didn't get the ideologies set in place.
Well,
we got it from one perspective.
Inconsistencies and some things placed in the storyline that didn't fit at the time they went in. I still think it's a fantastic movie. Not taking a shot at it. It's not as good as this movie.
Not even close to me, in my opinion. But I think
they're in the same, maybe in the same city, maybe not in the same state.
Same country. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
They're around there. But for me, I think they're presented.
Well, there's plenty of horrible movies, though, dude. I mean,
it's tons. I mean,
I'd rather not rank on a movie because it's not good as another.
No. I think as far as what. Because both movies are kind of similar in a way as far as the good guys facing each other and the premise. But I think Civil War got it right and then presenting both sides. Yeah,
they, right.
As far as there are
some things that I have problems with in this movie. So,
but only with the villain, which we'll get to. But as far as the ideologies,
well, I think that getting fighting, from point B to point D is
no. It could have been done a little better. But this doesn't. This the dispute
does
on why
the
fighting
movie overall.
No, I don't think so either. You're right. But I did a good job of saying, okay, this is Tony Stark. This is Captain America.
By the way,
you know?
Kids, he's not disagreeing with me.
No. Just issues with the movie. Yeah. I'm not saying the perfect film at all. But that part was presented well. You understand where each side is coming from. And then both made sense, which is what I wanted from a Batman v Superman, which we didn't get a Batman v Superman. But this one did it well. And that came off really well. You bought what was going on. Like, okay, I get it. And like I said, you can really root for either one at the end of the day, which makes it way more interesting, which is why I didn't even need a villain, which we'll get to in a second, which is why I thought the biggest problem with the movie was. But overall, I thought it was really well done.
So let me redirect you here. Mm-hmm. What did you think was just okay? I'm not saying it didn't meet your expectations, but it was something that, you know, it's either standard Marvel fare and you're sick of it already or something of that. It's not horrible, but...
Not horrible. Nothing was horrible in the movie per se. Like, there's nothing like...
There was stuff that wasn't great. But this is just okay. Meaning it's good, but it's stuff you've come to expect from Marvel movies. Or I'll throw one out there to kind of give you a thought of what to say. Tony Stark and his wisecracking crap. I'm just sick of it already. It's not that it's, you know what, I get it. He's trying to be funny. You know, Robert Downey Jr. is trying to be funny. But the honest truth is, you know, I've seen that crap in 6 movies now. Okay? And it's just.
But that's the way people like it, and I get it. But I
don't know that people like it. I think that some people like
Tony Stark.
Some people like Tony Stark. I think that people are getting sick of that character. I think that character needs a harder edge. I think that they've pretty much Robert Downey Jr.-ified that character enough. I mean, you know. Robert Downey Jr. plays Tony Stark, but he's not Tony Stark, and there's a lot of issues with his character, and it's a very flawed character, and Civil War has a lot to do with that, man. I mean, there's some things in Civil War that I'm talking about the comic book now, where they could have brought this plot element in, and it would have blown the lid off the movie, and people would have lost their minds.
Well, I think it's because, so come back to your question. I think it's Marvel being Marvel. You know, they don't take the chances.
I agree with that. You know, I think it was a very safe movie.
We mentioned earlier, no one dies, and you know, they kind of kept it, which is fine. I didn't have a huge problem with it, but I think it would have been great to have seen someone, even when a soldier died, anybody for that matter, anybody worth mentioning.
Not one person.
Exactly.
Died.
Exactly.
And you know, they said, Crossbones died. Sorry.
Well, yeah, but who cares?
This goes to my other just okay thing, is why can't a villain in these movies be bad just because they're bad, because they're an awful person? Why does it have to be, you know, even if you want to go there, Loki, okay, in Marvel movies was bad because he was adopted treated like the stepchild.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Why can't anybody just be, you know, Ted Bundy was a douchebag. Okay. Ted Bundy murdered women. He's a real piece of crap. Okay.
It's Marvel. I mean, Marvel's.
Right. But I just think it's a very PC, politically correct thing to say, oh, it happened because of this, or oh, it happened. Hey, some things in life just happen. Okay.
But there's bad people out there.
Right, there's just horrible people out there.
But that's not Marvel's MO at the end of the day. And that's one thing I've said, which is, we'll get to the bad thing. The only thing I disliked about this movie, doesn't surpass
the
Winter Soldier.
Really wasn't a villain.
Because the villain. Yeah. He was, in this movie, he was another meh villain. That's what Marvel does. That's what they do.
Right, but I mean, in the comic book, Zemo is like
he's great. No, and he may turn out to be that later, so he doesn't die, and it seems like he's going to continue down the road.
Right,
but
it's just all, you know, not everybody is bad because they're some horrible trauma happened to them in their childhood.
No, I just think
it's stupid.
I agree. And the thing is, especially with this villain, it was, first of all, wasn't needed, because this, it should have been, All you needed was Civil War. That's all you needed.
You could have used a Civil War storyline and nobody would have been behind it.
It would have been fine. But he's in this movie, this villain is not even like a true villain. He's more of a plot device. He's there just there
right,
to
but even
reveal
then,
us that old.
Even then, when you got from, I'm going to go to the part that I was talking about, mm-hmm. where they went from point C to point D, and it's going to be very obvious, kids, when you watch this movie, mm-hmm. exactly what I'm talking about, why they're flying out to Siberia. So this guy can put bullets in the head of all the super soldiers. It makes no
sense. It was nonsensical. I agree. It's a storyline that I didn't understand it. And they really used the villain Zemo just to give us the reveal.
It was poorly executed.
Yeah, that.
And really, if this movie wasn't such a dinger all the way around, this would have been, around Avengers 2 as far as my rating scale goes. I think that because the movie was so amazing in every other aspect of it, I felt like this was, that saved the movie from being a 2.5 or a 3.
No, that's what I'm saying. And if it wasn't for the villain, I can say right now, it would be clear cut the best Marvel movie and one of the best comic book movies, period. And it's still up, don't get me wrong, it's still up there. But the problem is that they use this guy to give us the reveal that Tony Stark's parents were killed by Winter Soldier. That could have been done 1,000 different ways. Right, you didn't need that villain to do that.
I didn't even go there, but I thought that was just...
I get it. I don't mind the motivation, but present... You could
again, it's all... That goes to this crap again, where they create this contrived controversy, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. And like I said,
it's because of the villain throughout
all the Iron Man movies, he's still... The whole time, he's this wisecracking guy. And I think only in Iron Man 2 they use the he likes to drink a little bit plot device, but
a little bit. Yeah.
But there's that character is very flawed and would make a very interesting character study movie if they wanted to do it the right way, and they're just not.
It's Marvel. That's what they do. And that's always been my biggest complaint about Marvel. Besides them creating this quote unquote universe, which I don't like anymore, but that's neither here nor there. Right. But the fact that just they don't take the place, they don't take any chances. I'll give Batman, we'll go back and be super, maybe brought that up. Not a perfect movie, and my thoughts have been out there. But one thing I did like, although I didn't like the execution of it, they had the balls to kill Superman. It should have been done this movie, but at least they went forward with it. It's like, they don't care. We'll do it. We'll kill somebody off. And they'll take those chances and get dark, and that's fine. Marvel refuses to do that. With it, this movie could have been. This movie should have been, and this is not a knock. It sounds like we're knocking. We're not. It's a fantastic movie, but this movie should have been probably the best superhero movie of all time.
Okay, let me hop into my commentary. what?
I'm getting a phone call.
Good lord. Anyway, let me hop into my commentary on Spider-Man a little bit.
Hold on.
Okay, Spider-Man being part of the Marvel Universe is great for me. I love Spider-Man. Spider-Man's a character I've loved since I was a little kid. I love Peter Parker. I've always been a little skeptical of the youth Peter Parker, and I felt like this character, this in particular, they went a little too Marty McFly in Back to the Future with the voice cracking. It was just over the top and ridiculous.
You're really in the minority with that.
I don't care. Yeah. I don't care if I'm in the minority. I know I'm right. The Fruity Pebbles costume, to me, it was just a little too colorful. I felt like they overdid it with the CGI when he was doing some work.
I'll give you the CGI.
I didn't like the Star Wars shout out in the middle of the airport fight scene. I felt like it sounded stupid. On further review, when I heard it originally, I thought it was kind of cute. But it started to stick to my ribs a little bit later on. Let me tell you, it's not a bad movie. It's a great movie. Don't make me think that I'm running it down. But, yeah, we have to. We're paid to be paid. paid to be critical of movies. That's what we do.
We do for free.
And I'm doing it. I'm just telling you how I feel about it. And I'll bet there's other people that watch this movie on Friday and go, you know what, Mike Rose was right. And there's going to be other people that are going to be blinded by stupidity and go,
I didn't mind Spider-Man. I'm not a huge Spider-Man fan to begin with. The scene was the first initial scene.
Totally true.
Why do people keep calling me?
Because you're very popular.
I'm going to put him on
you
air.
You need to disable your Tinder account.
I'm gonna put him on air in 2 seconds. Hello, Z.
So anyway, keep going.
Hello.
Hello. What happened?
You're interrupting my show, and I'm putting you on air on purpose. Say hi to everybody out there. I'm totally serious too, by the way.
Oh. Hello.
Hey, buddy. This is Linda, a good friend of mine. Let me call you back in a little bit.
Greatest show ever. All right.
I would teach anybody to call me doing this damn show.
To wrap this thing up, I felt like the movie was great. And I don't want my comments to keep anybody away from the theater. It's a great movie, and it deserves whatever accolades it gets. I do feel, however, that it's not a perfect movie, and I think that needs to be stated, and that's what I'm saying.
No, I agree. It's not a perfect movie. This could have been a phenomenon again, but it was...
Phenomenal.
But it's, despite all that, it was a lot of fun. And a 225 runtime, it did not feel like it. Very well paced.
Totally didn't hurt.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't get theater ass.
I didn't get that MBBS either, but that's just me.
No, I didn't either. But this was overall a more entertaining film. And it was better paced throughout because the action sprinkled in. The action was great, like we talked about. And it was actually a very funny movie, too. It wasn't overdone like they did in Age of Ultron, where everything had to be a joke and every line's a joke.
Language.
It got too much. This movie actually sprinkled the humor, and it was legit, really, very, very humorous scenes.
Just a warning to my CGI nerds out there: a lot of bendy stuff going on, but for the most part, it was pretty good.
No, yeah, it was just funny. It was good humor. Aside from Ant-Man, he brought the jokes, but beside him,
and, fighting scene fans are going to like this. Although I found some of the camera shots a little shaky. And maybe it was the medium we were watching it in. Maybe if we see it in IMAX when it opens, it might look a little nicer.
It's possible. I thought it was okay. Using some actions, you're going to get that. Yeah. But I'm okay with it. Like I said, it was so great. And I mean, I love the action to begin with. But like I said, overall, this may be the best movie we see this summer. It's a good chance of that.
Hope so.
I don't hope so.
I'm excited about Suicide.
Well, I want to say, if something's better, hey, I'm all for it. Yeah. But this may be the best we get. And that's not a bad thing. That's a really good. That's how good this movie is. And like I said, to me, it'll be ranked 1, 2, 3 as far as Marvel flicks overall. So again, very enjoyable, excellent movie. Villain notwithstanding, because Marvel just can't get a freaking villain right for to save their damn lives.
Yep.
But he didn't bring the movie down like we talked about. He didn't, because there's a lot of good stuff in it that superseded that. Thankfully, otherwise, it could have been a disaster. So hopefully not, guys out there. Believe the hype. It's gotten all kinds of great reviews out there. They're legitimate, and I agree with most of the reviews I read.
It's not a full five.
It's not perfect 10. I would probably say 4, 4.5. I think around there. Four. You know, I know we don't get ratings, but around there. But you guys, if you're a fan,
3.5 to 4. Yeah.
Exactly. If you've seen it, I'm sure you're gonna like. I'd be surprised most people. The consensus is
totally
it's
worth
great movie.
The money I paid to get in.
Oh,
you say
it's worth that free? Yeah. For George, we'll get his thoughts when he pays for it.
Okay.
Poor guy. But anyway, so that's a spoiler-filled review. Let us know what you guys thought of the movie. Again, keep the expectations high. They will be met. I guarantee you. I promise you that. This is a really,
you're not
really
be
good
disappointed.
One. At all. There's not going to be any... It's only devices like BS was at
and
all.
And one last thing. We saw it before you did.
3 weeks before it released. Some of the privileges we get here at the Real Mentor Show. That's how we do it. But either way, guys. So next time we'll have a spoilerific review of... I'm not sure what big movie is coming out. Probably X-Men.
Yes.
Probably X-Men. We'll probably talk about that in depth. Hopefully I get to see it early as well. So there you go, guys. See you guys next time.